As I said before, we're deep into the weeds, and that means we are radio entrepreneurs. Welcome back to all our listeners who are interested in the cannabis industry. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank all the listeners as we approach 1 million listeners since we started the show. My co-host, well, the one, the only great co-pilot for In the Weeds, and that's Walter Sullivan of Walter J. Sullivan Jr. Law offices.
You are so, you're getting good at that.
Oh, I love it. That whole junior thing gets to me, you know.
Never should have told you. Never should have told you.
It does get to me. Now, our next guest, here's the next challenge for me, Kyla Pacheco.
That's right.
Woohoo! Growth marketing strategist, Indictive Marketing.
Indicative, yeah.
Indicative. Sorry. See, I got that part wrong. Tell us about, the company.
So Indictive got started in 2008. Our parent company is called InThink Agency. Indictive is the cannabis division within InThink Agency. Indictive is a full service growth marketing agency where we're focusing on branding, marketing, but really what powers everything we do is data, either from the market or from the consumers or prospective consumers. And we really help cannabis brands in particular with Indictive marketing take either their new product to market, take an existing product or say their retail shop to the next level, or maybe to, you know, moving from Massachusetts into a new market, a new state market, either here in the United States or even in Canada and other places throughout the world.
How did InThink decide to get into, first of all, how long has InThink been in business, in the marketing business, and then how did they decide to get into the cannabis business?
So InThink has rebranded a couple of times. The original company started back in 2013. And it was digital marketing, it was video and content production. I think that we are all pretty passionate about cannabis. I think that cannabis is an enormous opportunity for marketing agencies to get involved in the space. And I don't know why people aren't getting involved in cannabis.
Now, it's
if you're about money.
you can grow the best weed, but if no one knows about it, it's lousy weed.
Yeah.
So, but you have a lot of regulations in place that don't let you market the same way alcohol markets, even though you're both marketing to 21 or older.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help your clients through that to get their product out there and deal with the issues of Facebook and all the other social media sites that you have to be careful because they kind of pull you off sometimes because of your marketing cannabis?
Did you get that question?
I did. I did.
I just wanted to be.
As a marketer,
are you being paid by the hour, Walter?
The messaging,
paid by the word.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So, I would say that one of the biggest challenges that I'm finding in the space is that cannabis companies know that they need to think about their marketing much differently. They can't just go and make a bunch of ad buys like somebody else in another industry. And so they need to get creative in the ways that they're connecting with their consumers. And they need to really stay on top of the way that the market is changing every single day, because it really is. And regulations-wise, it's changing every single day just in this state alone, never mind if you might have another store or product in California or Oregon, right? And so one of the ways that we can really help clients who come to us is understanding how to differentiate themselves in the market. So everyone comes to us, and I think when I first started talking to you guys, I had said every single cannabis company that I have met to date in this job has told me that the way that they're going to differentiate themselves is through education. Okay. So what kind of education are you going to provide? How is your education going to be different than the education that the retail shop that's geographically closer than me and probably dominates rankings better? How is it going to be different than that kind of education? And so what we're really able to do is understand what's happening in the market overall, and we do that actually using data. We do full SEO audits. We go right down into drilling down into keyword data based on your industry, based on your product, based on your geographic location. And then you give me a list of your competitors, and I go down and I kind of look at everything that they're doing as well. And really, that's how we can start to put together a bigger puzzle to understand, number one, who are your personas that you're speaking to, right? Enough cannabis companies, one of the things that I'm noticing in the space is everyone gets so excited, and it's a new market. It's not like other more mature markets, right? And so if you're the first pot shop, you're the only pot shop. So guess what? You're the only option. Well, what happens when you're not? Because that is coming hard and fast, much faster than I think a lot of people are willing to admit. And so when you're thinking about all of this different stuff that you're, or all these different ways that you're going to differentiate your brand, we're really helping to develop those personas, take a step back, understand who you're trying to reach. What are your sales goals? Everything that I do, which is really why I accepted this role, we work backwards from sales and revenue goals. Everything that I do feeds directly to your sales. And if it doesn't, then I've had your permission to do that because, you know, really we're a growth agency. So if we're not helping you grow, I'm probably not doing my job.
When do you tell a client that education sounds great, that's what government wants to hear, but the people looking to buy your weed, that's not necessarily what they want to hear?
I mean, I think education is a really broad umbrella term. It's like, what kind of education are you going to be? Are you going to be on dosing? Are you going to talk about veterans' rights? Are you going to talk about, I don't know, the way that your product is or company is doing community service? You know, really, it's not that the government only wants to hear that. They do have a are required to be much more involved in the community than other industries are. But it's... it's really understanding if your persona is a middle-aged woman who probably never, let's say, did weed before, right? And you're saying to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to go into the edibles market. I'm going to create a truly different experience. What kind of education does that consumer want? Because ultimately, with cannabis, you need to think about your inbound marketing strategy because you can't make hard ad buys. So every single thing you put out into the world has to be directly tied to the way that you're bringing new people to your product and re-engaging people who already are.
We're speaking with Kyra Pacheco. Sorry, I don't know why I got that all mixed up. From Indicative Marketing. I don't know what's going on for me. With Walter J. Sullivan. And, you know, look, I think it was the last comment I was thinking about because I can't be defined as a middle-aged woman, so I can't relate to that last statement. But why don't you give us a little bit of your history to get a sense of how you got into the cannabis industry?
Yeah, I got my start as an academic and career advisor, actually, working on college campuses.
Were they doing weed?
I noticed really quickly.
Did you go to school, Walter? Do you remember going to school, Walter?
Weed was big back then.
Yeah.
Big then, big now. So, you know, I would say that one of the things for student affairs was I immediately realized I was probably a little too alternative compared to my classmates. Now, that's not to say that all different types of people are not working on college campuses, because certainly they are. I would say that the type of work that I was trying to do and just kind of like who I am maybe was a little bit different than a lot of my peers around me. So, but one of the things that I did always work with there were with niche populations. And so those would be non-traditional students, first-gen students, you know, students who were international and coming here for the first time. And that's really where I made my best work. And I actually left student affairs or college work to start my own nonprofit. And I started that, I co-founded that with one of my best friends. His name is Joshua Croak. And we actually started Action Worcester. And Action Worcester was a our mission was to help connect people better to community. We had three main projects. One was a community-wide think tank. We had about 100 people volunteer and come out. We looked at headlines every year. We focused, we built focus groups around them. We asked people, what can we do now? What can we do in 6 weeks from now? And what can we do in 2 years from now to really help build out through human capital different projects throughout the city and advocate for change within Worcester itself. We also opened the Worcester Idea Lab, which was how I met Calm, the founder of InThink and Indicative. He was one of the tenants at the Idea Lab, and so I've known him for many years. When I first met him, I think he had 4 people in his company. We now have 22. And, you know, we also were one of the foundational people who started Pow Wow Worcester. We were there in the first year that brought the International Mural Festival. I'd been promoting music and events pretty much my whole life. I worked on political campaigns as well, so I think marketing was always in my blood.
So if someone was looking for Indicative Marketing, how would they find it?
Indicativemarketing.com. You would be able to find us pretty much in the Worcester community. We're out and up about all the time, but indicativemarketing.com is definitely the best place to find us. You can also find us across social media at Indicative Marketing.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. And Walter, I want to thank you too. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks.